Elon Musk, had developed the technology to recreate Jurassic Park. So, was there any truth to the rumor? Sadly, no, there wasn't. The Max Hodak tweet was real, but it turns out he was just speculating about humanity's growing technological capabilities, rather than announcing some previously top-secret Neuralink tech. As it turns out, the whole bringing animals back from extinction thing isn't quite as far-fetched as you might think. In fact, we've already done it. Not with dinosaurs, admittedly. The animal in question was a Pyrenean ibex, a kind of mountain goat that was once abundant on the Iberian Peninsula before it became extinct. In 2003, scientists successfully cloned this creature for a process called somatic cell nuclear transfer. Unfortunately, the Pyrenean ibex didn't stay unextincted for very long. Cloning is still an inexact science, and only one live ibex was born out of over 200 attempts. The baby only survived for a handful of minutes before succumbing to a malformed lung. Even so, it was a huge milestone. For a brief time, an animal that was once thought gone forever breathed again on planet Earth. Think of it as being a kind of non-evil necromancy. Only don't call the scientists involved necromancers. They don't like that. You see, the reason we were able to bring back the ibex is that it died out very recently. Just over two decades ago, in the year 2000, tissue samples from the last surviving female were taken and frozen. And hidden within those cells was everything we needed to make a brand new ibex. DNA. As you're probably aware, the dinosaurs met their maker some 66 million years ago. There weren't any scientists around at the time to take any handy tissue samples, meaning, if we want to get our hands on some dinosaur DNA for cloning, we're going to have to get creative. If dinosaur genetic material has survived, it will have degraded to such a degree that the most we'll ever find will be tiny snippets of DNA containing just a handful of base pairs. To put that into context, T-Rex DNA is estimated to have contained more than 2 billion base pairs. And in order to reconstruct the entire genome, we'd need to find all of it. That simply isn't going to happen. But on the plus side, you aren't, very likely, to be eaten by a passenger pigeon.